you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
To Nightly Pop. Nina is off tonight again, so Aaron is here with Hunter and I.
Yeah. Woo! Hi, guys.
It's going to be a good show. It's always good when you're here, Aaron. We love having you. The good energy comes in the room. Okay, we're going to get started. The Rock told The Hollywood Reporter that he sent Emily Blunt a video saying he wanted her to be in Jungle Cruise, but she ghosted him and never responded, although she now says the video was, quote, sweet. Okay? Is he being sensitive, or was she rude to not reply?
Definitely rude to not reply. If you are not replying to not just a text, not just a voice note, but a whole ass video, I'm gonna need you to reply.
Also, how do you just ghost a whole ass video? Like, I feel like, I mean, I guess sometimes you're busy and you're doing different things and you're not fully paying attention, so you don't realize, but that's a lot to ghost.
It's weird that he got upset about it. I've actually thought this for a while. I think The Rock's a bitch. You know? And I dare him to say some to me. I'll send him a video message. He'll send me one back. I won't reply. He'll start crying, you know? What's he gonna do?
But also, she ended up doing the movie. So it clearly wasn't that big of a ghost. Like, she signed on. I'm happy.
They're excited.
They're excited. Man. Good for them. All right, and Margot Robbie just admitted some weird on Jimmy Kimmel Live. She once dated a man who was obsessed with her co-star John Cena, and things got strange in the bedroom.
There is a history between you and John.
I had a boyfriend who was obsessed with John Cena, so much so that he dressed as John Cena for his 21st birthday and had a cardboard cutout of John Cena in his bedroom. So I slept in a room for 2 years with a life-size cardboard cutout of John Cena in the room. And
really?
Yes, and sometimes I'd wake up in the middle of the night and be like... And then I was like, oh, it's just John Cena, it's okay. Now that I'm gonna work with John Cena, like, should I tell him this, or is that gonna be weird? And I thought, I'm just gonna keep that to myself. 5 seconds into meeting him, and I was like, I used to sleep in a room with a life-size cutout of me.
Kudos to her, first of all, for sleeping with a man for 2 years with a life-size cutout of another man in his room.
I mean, that is some actual real love right there.
That's love. That was good, because why is she doing that? It's Margot Robbie on top of it.
Okay, so you wouldn't do that if Jordan had a cutout of another man that he maybe idolized, like maybe a Dodger player.
Absolutely. Well, by the way, that would happen with Jordan, but no way. I'd be like, this is creepy. Move this.
It does matter, though, what this cardboard cutout was for. Like, if it's just for comedy, like, he's a big John Cena fan, he's like, look how funny this is, I got my John Cena thing. I'm okay with that. I think cardboard cutouts are funny.
I think having one, I think you can idolize somebody, but if you're actually gonna buy a cardboard cutout, it's different if you're a big fan of John Cena and your roommate gets it for you as a joke for, like, at a kegger or something. I don't know. But if... What is a kegger?
A kegger?
That was insane. She comes from humble beginnings. She's made it a long way.
Yeah.
And it was all manifesting.
It was manifesting from the beginning.
Because she's working with him now.
Manifesting destiny.
Manifesting destiny. And on last night's Olympic Dreams special featuring the Jonas Brothers, the guys tried their hand at different Olympic events. It was all fun and games until they got to the BMX course.
Nick Jonas muscling ahead on brute strength, taking the inside lane. And... Oh! He's down.
Oh, no.
He's down. Nick Jonas is down for the second time in three events.
Right, Nick? Up my back. I think my rib is, like, up, too.
Back out on the track now, we can see an ambulance has arrived.
Don't stress. We got you. We'll be right behind you, okay?
So Morgan, how serious was it?
No, it was. I can't make a joke. Like, ribs broken, out of place, like the whole thing. Yeah. To be honest, when I heard about it and I knew that he was not, like, he had some injuries and stuff, I didn't realize it was still going to, that was a bad fall. How injured would we get trying to compete in an Olympic event? First of all, I was the child that at 13, like, the bike riding still wasn't coming together. Like, really, like, could not. This is not a joke. I mean, there were training wheels till 13. It's just, for whatever reason, I could not manage how to figure out how to ride a bike. Mm. It was very challenging for me.
What was the hard part?
Every single part of it. I don't know what it was. It was like, I grew up on a hill, so it was like one time I was driving and I didn't know how the brakes worked, and I flipped off that hill, like spikes in the, it was a whole thing.
My personality is the, like, never say die, I'll do it, I'll try it.
Yeah.
But my body is Gumby, and it's like, you know, just uncoordinated, and like ankles and things will break. So I probably would not do that because I would be worse than Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
I would have a smashed face.
Forget it.
You? I would love to do that.
Are you into BMXing? Do you like that stuff?
I used to ride a lot of bicycles, yeah. We used to do a lot of like trail riding and stuff.
Oh, I see that for you. You seem active. Do you surf?
I do surf, yeah.
Okay, so you surf, you do bicycles.
I'm just your average white guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Rollerblading?
Not that white.
Okay.
You know, that's...
That's 90s white.
That's 90s white,
No,
yeah.
I can see Hunter get on some blades.
So could,
like,
I.
No shirt.
Oh,
and, like,
my God.
Crazy
Venice
glasses.
Beach.
Yeah. And, like, that's like Hunter. That's totally
hot
you.
Pink shorts.
Like, a girl's like, let's go on a date, and you're like, let's go rollerblading.
Yeah. Okay, you can watch Olympic Dreams featuring the Jonas Brothers anytime on Peacock. Scan the QR code on screen to sign up. All right, Kate Beckinsale had a wild confession this week. Okay. She told Extra that she's never been on a real date, you guys. She says she meets someone at work, she marries them, or has a baby. My kind of woman. This is what I like to see and hear. You know, I believe that she's never been on a date. I think she shows up to the vampire movies, she does, and she either, what, she's married the director before, or she has a baby with Michael Sheen, and then that's her life.
Are we just going to forget about that disgusting date with her at like, a hockey game? Like,
oh, my
sucking
God.
Face.
Oh, my God, you're f***ing right. Lies. This is lies. Lies.
Very yeah. Dramatic. All lies. I don't believe it.
She went out with Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Also, that's one of many. I'm sure she's gone out on so many dates.
Are you into Kate Beckinsale?
Yes.
She's hot.
Of course.
I'm just surprised you haven't dated her yet.
Like, me too, actually.
I am too.
Clearly a possibility for you guys.
I did slide into her DMs at one point after one episode of Nightly Pop. We talked about it, and she never responded.
Re-DM her. You gotta just get bumped up to the top.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, or you know the best way? It's not even the DM, it's the tweet.
The tweet
is how you get it, people.
Yeah, because they sometimes get notifications like someone verified has tweeted you.
Or liked your comment or refollowed or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give it a go.
There's hope.
Let us know
all
how
right,
it goes.
Thank you.
And besides billionaire penis rockets, now we have rappers owning planets. Grimes posted that Lil Uzi Vert was trying to buy one, and he confirmed it in a
tweet.
There you go.
So he could be the first human to legally own one. I didn't even know this was possible. Did you guys?
Well, now that you know it's possible, I think you should get one, Morgan Stewart.
I think so. I wouldn't want a planet. I wouldn't want a bluish one. I would want, like, an orangey one.
And the crazy thing is you probably could.
Yeah.
You know?
How much do you think a planet is?
You can buy...
A couple millies? No, maybe some billies.
Do you think Lil Uzi Vert does not have billies?
Okay, well, Lil Uzi Vert is the same guy who had a diamond, so, like, somehow surgically in his forehead. So if there's anyone
money.
Who can make it happen, it's definitely him. But I feel like this would be a gift you and Jordan would probably gift each other.
I agree.
Hey, babe, I casually bought you a planet for your 35th birthday.
Yeah.
You know that would happen.
True.
I do think it would, yeah, like, oh, it's our planet up
it's
there.
It's Rose's first birthday.
Yeah.
We bought a planet.
Someone asked me earlier what we were going to do for Rose's first birthday. You guys are all going to be there with gifts and bells on.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I could buy her a star.
There you go.
I could get her a star, but
see,
she's not
sweet.
Getting a planet.
Oh, I want someone to buy me a star.
It's only
but
a couple $100.
Don't be nice to me and say things like that. It makes me melt. Anyway, we have to take a break, but coming up, things get wild on the premiere of Netflix's Sexy Beast. Plus, we can handle a close family, but honeymooning with your mom?
Might
for
be a
Hunter,
much.
For Hunter, it works.
A dream.
It would be nice.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With this week's premiere of Sexy Beasts on Netflix, contestants disguise themselves as creatures so they can find love based on personality. But ladies, James the Beaver can't be tamed.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm an ass man.
Oh, you're a gentleman.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Miss Alexis.
And they say chivalry's dead.
Thank you, so sweet.
It was a sort of a great excuse to kind of look at their asses a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. Ass first, personality second. Me and her are gonna do the same thing and you'll be the judge of which one's better.
Okay.
Yes.
I think, there's only one clear winner here.
Beaver has won. Have you seen guns like these before? Let the pro get in here. She hit two. I got to hit three.
Or are you going to be the perfect gentleman?
No, no, no. I got to win.
Let me take this off. I think you deserve. This is me.
I'm speechless.
Is I'm an ass man the best way to a woman's heart?
If you have a great ass, yeah.
If that's she's got a big ass, that's way. Huge. It is a problem if you say it to somebody with no ass. You know, then it might be an issue.
Uh-huh. Right. You got to have the goods to back it up. But the point of the show is to not focus on things like that, right?
Yeah, but I feel like with them, it's like only our faces are covered, but then our ass and everything else is like showing. So if you're wearing like a nice, you know, like tight jeans or dress, like you could see
what's going on. You got a leg up there. Okay, uh-huh. So this show has some holes already, I'm seeing.
I think it would be really funny if at the end of the show he picked the one person with the big ass and then she took off the mask and then took off the ass, fake ass cheeks.
All right. Okay, moving on. I Love a Mama's Boy is back on TLC next month. We're very happy
about that.
Yes. There are some new faces, some old favorites, and some red hot mom on son massages.
My relationship with my son, Brian, is very close and normal.
I wouldn't say normal. He's 29 and she still makes him breakfast every day.
Yeah, she does make some fire eggs. Good job, Mom.
My mom does give the best massages. She knows exactly what I need.
I know I do.
You know, next month we're gonna do the honeymoon. Down to come?
I'm up for it.
Who brings their mother-in-law on their honeymoon?
Yeah, I just need to know who comes first, me or your mom?
Is that a real question?
You don't deserve my son.
Emma, I don't need your son.
Kim, would you mind that I have a private moment with Matt?
Right now?
Yes, could we have the room, please?
That's not devious, is it?
If you had in-laws like that, if either of you had in-laws like that, would you put up with that?
Could not, would not, just no. Absolutely not.
No, yeah. Again, the less connected to their family they are, the more suitable a partner for me.
I agree. I get that. No, this is out of control. And the mom on the honeymoon, bitch, get a life.
But also, do you think she's had, or any of these women have had talks with her man, like, this is too much?
I think they've tried, but I think these men are so brainwashed and manipulated by their moms that they don't know another reality at this point.
I'm gonna need these women to, like, get with reality and leave these sorry asses.
I'm with you. Amen to that.
Do you know what a big theme is for these episodes? I haven't seen a single one of these guys' dads.
By the way, where are they? Yeah, good point.
My guess is mom killed and ate the dad.
Yeah.
And is now pumping the son up with eggs so that she can kill and eat the son. You know,
fatten
very
him up. Black widow
status there, huh?
Good. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. Something's very weird.
Yeah.
All right, seeing as we are historians here on Nightly Pop, obviously, it's important to learn from our past. And the past 30 years of Maury has taught us men are terrible at lying. Mm. Maybe they really aren't that bad.
You were asked if during your relationship with Chelsea, have you ever had sexual intercourse with an ex-girlfriend? You said no. The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Oh, my God!
That part, Maury. Come on, let's go ahead and do the rest, though. Come on.
Did the scratches and bite marks on your body come from a woman you slept with? You said no, and the lie detector test determined
that was a lie.
Really? Really?
Have you slept with an escort? You said no. The lie detector determined that was a lie. Mario, do you close your eyes while sleeping with Shannon because you're fantasizing about another woman? You said no. The lie detector test determined that was a lie. During your relationship with Rachelle, have you slept with Rashonda? You said no. The lie detector determined that was a lie. Have you left in the middle of the night because you were trying to sleep with another woman? You said no. The lie detector test determined that was a lie. Did you have sexual contact with another woman while you were in Chicago? You said no. That was a lie. Did you sleep with another woman? That was a lie.
I cannot believe it.
Can I take it over? Can I take it over?
Take it over.
Can I take it over?
Okay. A lot of liars. Why do you think they think they can get away with it, all these guys? Do you think that they think they're going
to
pass?
It's so hard to beat a lie detector. Now, granted, they're not, like, the most reliable ever, but people can beat them. But it's like CIA agents can beat them. And, like, the people in, you know, the Israeli army. Those are the only two people. but I think it's way easier to lie to your wife than it is to a lie detector.
Agreed.
I think if you're a pathological liar, you will ride so hard for these lies unless there's video proof. Not even picture proof, because picture proof, you'd be like, someone photoshopped it.
Yeah.
And I was nervous during the lie detector. But unless there's video proof, if you're a liar, you will ride it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed. And that's what these men do. They commit to the bit.
Yeah.
Commit to the bit, baby. I usually mean comedy, not adultery, but commit to the bit regardless.
It worked. It rhymed and it worked. All right, we have to take another break, you guys, but coming up, a bride dances her way into the hospital, plus a choreographed wedding entrance has the internet divided. That's next.
That's next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Time, which means weddings are in full effect, but sometimes holy matrimony has us saying holy shit. So who is ready for bride or die? Okay, a Pennsylvania couple appeared on Fox 29 after a disaster on the dance floor. Reporter Alex Holly will explain.
Julie Benn and Paul Richter, they got married back on July 3rd in Conshohocken, and what started out as a delayed dream wedding quickly turned, it turned bad, after Julie dislocated her knee. She had to be pulled out on a stretcher. They had to go to the hospital. Look, her in her wedding dress.
I wasn't crying. I think I was kind of in shock. And, my knee was just being held in place. We were like adamant, everybody needs to stay, have a good time, dance, we'll be back. We got back for the last song, was pretty out of it because of the meds, and then we left.
That sucks. I can't even make a joke. That's a bummer. And just seeing that knee buckle the way it did post-dance, like, I mean, would you guys have returned to your reception?
Yes, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
With a brace, everything, and the meds, all of it. Actually, I don't even think I would leave. I would just stay there, and I would be in a chair, and I would be, like, doing the horror all night long.
Yeah, they can set it there. They can put you in a brace there. You don't need to leave.
Yeah, you do. She dislocated her knee. That's, like, a serious thing. You know what meds you need?
Okay, but, like, they can get some meds there.
But, like, party, it's your wedding.
Yeah.
You're never going to get that money back. They don't care.
A lot of injuries happen at weddings. People would be surprised. I think every wedding has an injury, like, on the dance floor.
Really?
Morgan had a three-person wedding,
so not at Morgan's wedding,
true.
But like when you have like
did you have any injuries?
I had a 10-person wedding, and we did not have an injury.
Yeah, you know what? This is why small weddings are the key to a happy marriage. When you get married, you need to have like just your dad there.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I marrying my dad?
No.
Can my wife be there?
Your wife can be there, your mom can be there, that's it. And who doesn't love a good entrance? Well, this wedding's party unique entrance is sparking debate, and not in a good way.
That's harder to watch than the woman dislocating her knee.
I don't disagree with you. I really don't. Like, that kind of hokey stuff for me, I just couldn't. If somebody wanted me to do that wedding, I just would have to gracefully bow out and say, no thanks, I'm not the right person.
Yeah, no, can I tell you? I'm gonna be in a wedding next month, and they sent a 4-minute long choreographed entrance dance. And I said, yeah, absolutely not. I'm going to stick to what I do, and it's not this type of dancing. Mm-hmm. It's a full thing, you guys.
So how do you actually say no to the bride?
I literally said no in the group chat. I was like, sorry, not for me. Then other people were like, oh, cool, we can say no. So a lot of people were like, not for me.
The group chat, that was a bold move, Aaron.
I'm not going to learn a four-minute choreo for your damn wedding. I already spent thousands of dollars to get here.
I agree with that.
With the dress and the flights and the lodging and the gift and the bachelorette and the I'm sorry, I'm not a resentful bridesmaid.
Oh, you're a bridesmaid in this wedding?
Of course, she's in the wedding party. She's the one that has to come out. But I also think it's literally ludicrous to ask your bridesmaids to learn a whole If you want to learn a dance on your wedding day, you do that. Nobody wants to do that.
There's always one bridesmaid that wants to do it.
Yeah, but she she has no date.
One. It's the bride and the one bridesmaid that is like a trained dancer. Oh my God, I hope my friend's not watching. I love you, but I'm not doing the dance.
Oh, this is the end of that friendship.
By the way, the friendships go quick. Once you start talking about things on air, it's over.
Oh, God. Well, you guys, I still have you guys, right?
Yeah, you have us. Don't worry. All right. Yeah. And finally, a couple's Jamaican honeymoon turned comical when they tasted what the island had to offer. Maybe don't mix snorkeling with weed.
Before we got on a boat, a man was walking around with a tray that had hand-rolled cigarettes and brownies. My husband bought me a brownie. I ate a quarter of the brownie. Cut to being in the water, and my entire body just gives up. I'm floating around like a dead carcass. My poor husband has to weekend and Bernie's me back on the boat. As I'm trying to regain control of my limbs, my husband just keeps saying, get your together, we have to go hike a waterfall.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you are not in control of your limbs anymore because you've had a hash brownie, I would skip the waterfall, but that's just me.
Nothing would be cooler than that waterfall, though.
I mean, you know? But getting to that, could you imagine? There's nothing worse than being more high than you anticipated.
Oh, my God. The worst.
Right?
The only thing worse is being less high than you anticipated.
Less high is fine, but unmanageable high, and it's so true. I've heard edibles, you can't with an edible.
No.
I mean, you literally miss out on life.
Like, you think that cookie's so cute, right? No. All right, we are out of time. Aaron, thank you so much, as always, for hanging out with Hunter and me and I. You guys, don't forget to set your DVRs. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.